חברה של החשמל.
פרשס ויקרא. קרבונס. Karbanis. There's two mitzvahs which are universal to all the karbanis, which means it's not for only a chatas, it's for a mincha and oila, all the karbanis, you hear? And that is no se'or and dvash, no yeast and no honey. Another mitzvah, melach, that it needs salt. No honey, no yeast, but yes salt. And these are two mitzvahs. In the Chinuch mitzvah Kuf Yud Zayin is the isur of putting honey or yeast in any carbon. In mitzvah Kuf Yud Ches, we have the mitzvah of Bamelach Timlach, V'chol Karboncha. Bamelach timlach, that you have to put salt. We're going to look it up inside now in the Psukim Mifurash. Perik Beis, Pasuk Yud Aleph, and Pasuk Yud Beis. Perik Beis, Pasuk Yud Aleph, and Yud Beis. It says like this. Kol HaMincha. And the truth is, there's not only mincha, it's every carbon. The Mifarshim already are me'orer. Why does it say it? By mincha. Lama ze katuv li ba mincha ze din bechol akarbonis. Okay. Od ma'at imir tzashem nit asek b'she'ela zu. But let's first get the mitzvah. The mitzvah is mitzvah kuf yud zayin loy te'ose chometz ki chol se'er v'chol dvash loy saktiru mimenu ishe l'ashem. No honey, no yeast is allowed to be niktar, to be brought to the mizbeach, ishel Hashem. One carbon, yeah, carbon reishis. The first carbon, which is the shtei alechem on shvuas, which is brought from the new wheat, and also bikurim reishis. All the reishit could come from se'er, and it could come from dvash. For example, the shtei alechem, they put yeast inside. In the Karban Shtei Alechem on Shavuos, we put yeast. What about Bikurim? It could come from Dvash, fruits, which have in it Dvash, which are sweet, sweet fruits. Right? Because Dvash doesn't have to mean only honey, it can mean any sweet. Rashi explains any pri that gives off sweet, like Te'enim and Tamarim, is called Dvash. So the Bikurim, yes, Dvash. Shtei Alechem, yes. Yes, se'or, reishit. All carbon reishit mutar. What about salt? Chol carbon pasuk yud gimel. Chol carbon minchascha bamelach timloch. Salt. So these are two mitzvahs in taryag mitzvot. Mitzvah kuf yud zayin lefi the chinuch, lefi the misper of the chinuch. The iser to put se'or udvash. You hear? Loisaktir mimenu ishel Hashem. Any ishel Hashem, any fire, any carbon is not allowed to have se'or and vash. Mitzvah kuf yud ches. Bamelach timlach. Salt. Okay, we have to salt all the karbanos. Now, we're going to discuss two groups of ha'aris. The first thing we're going to try to understand, why. What's the tam ha'isur for se'or dvash? Why is shtei alechem and bikurim different? Why melach must be? We'll discuss that. And then we'll also discuss a second group of ha'aris, the lashonis, the wording of the pasuk, which is a little bit tzarich bi'ur. It needs to be explained. So let's begin with the ha'aris on the yisod ha'sugya. What is the whole mitzvah about? Okay, so first of all, we have to ask, why not? What's wrong? It doesn't say in the Torah. It doesn't say in the Torah, why not? It just says, because you can't. Key. Because you can't have yeast and honey. It doesn't say why not, though. It says you can't because there's a because. It says a because, but it doesn't follow through because why? It just says because I told you. That's all it says, right? Because I said so. Biglal shezekacha. Aval lo katu biglal lama. Also, if there's something no good, quote unquote, there's something wrong with Sa'aru Dvash, so why by carbon ratios could you bring it? If there's something bad about it, if it's something not good about Sa'aru Dvash, that it's not fit for a carbon, so why is Shtei Alechem and Bikurim different? Also, why salt? Yes, what salt is any better than it's also not very sweet salt, right? It's either mar. And if any doctrination of the carbon, you know, doctrination means to doctor something. Lasim, you doctor something with salt and pepper. You didn't know that?
I didn't know the word.
You never heard of to doctor something? When you want to fix something, when you want to add spices, that's called doctoring. You have to doctor the bishul. Okay, it's a word in English. Now, the point is, if Sa'ar is no good to doctor, is to fix up the... And Dvash is no good, so why Melech Yegud? Why is it different? So this is not my questions. This is all the Rishayim discusses. This is starting from the Rambam, to the Ramban, to the Chinuch, to the Ralbag, to the Abarbanel. They all discuss what's no good about Sa'ar Dvash. And if it's no good, so why is it good for carbon reishit? And why melach is yes good and yes needed? Lama. The pashup shah. Zeres hakasa. If someone asks me, you know what I would have said? It's because Hashem said so. Zemashe katuv. Katuv. Ze lo, ze ken. Well, the carbon ratios can, so that's it, right? That's what it says. But you see, the Rishonim weren't happy with this, and the Rishonim go out of their way in great length to explain what's no good about Sar and Vash, why is it good for carbon ratios, and yet Melach is Chiyuv. Okay, come, let me tell you what we're discussing. There's two mitzvahs. There's two mitzvahs by Korbanis, all of them. Hagam Shizek Katuv Eitzel Mincha, Aval Emetu Zebichol HaKorbanis. Mitzvah Kuf Yud Zayin, Ki Chosar V'chol Dvash L'Saktir V'menu Yishav Hashem. Second halacha, mitzvah, melach. Every carbon needs salt. Why? Why is Sarnish Dvash no good? And why is melach yes good? And the truth is, Sar Dvash is good for carbon ratios. The next pasuk by carbon ratio, which lechem, shtei lechem on shvuas, and bikurim, you're allowed to bring sar and dvash. The shtei lechem had sar, and the bikurim was made from dvash. Tomorrow it was made from sweet fruits. So why? Why if it's no good, sar dvash, isha lashem, so why for carbon ratios is it yes good? So kipshuta, there's a cause of Hashem Katuva, right? Hashem said so. Lamase, the Rishonim, Amarich. Amarich, with great length. Lasbir, Lama, Sord Vash Asur, Lama, Korban Reishis, Ken Mutar, Velama Melach, Tzrichim Asor Melach. But before we get to the Rishonim, I want to ask you now a group of Ha'aris on the Lashon of the Pasuk.
And
now, again, it says it by Karba Mincha, but it's by all Karbanis, that you're not allowed to have Dvash. Asur lavi sa'oir dvash b'chol karban. Yesha karban echad shemutar. Karban reishis, katuba pasuk. This is Pasik Yud Beis. Karban reishis takrivu. Yes, to be makriv sa'oir dvash, which is every reishit, every lechem, shtei lechem on shvuas is reishit. And Bikurim is Reishit, the first fruit. There you're allowed to have Sar Dvash. Manavshach. If it's no good, so it should be no good even for carbon Reishit. This question the Mefarshim asks. This question. Melach, yes. Why Melach, yes? Okay, so we have to discuss this in the Rishayim. But before we do, I want to discuss with you the Lashon of the Pasuk. And these questions I'm going to ask you are not mine, it's the Chasam Sofer and Chumash. Chasam Sofer asked the following questions in the parasha. Question number one. It says, Kol HaMincha Asher Takrivu LaHashem Loi Sei Oseh. It should say Lo Tasa Chometz. Why does it say Lo Teoseh? You know the difference between Tasa and Teosa? Tasa means to make it Chometz. Lo Teosa, it should not be made Chometz. So say simply, Shoel HaChasam Sofer Shieh BePatach VeLo BeChametz. So the Chasam Sofer asks. Then the Chasam Sofer asks, Kichol. Now what is Kichol? Kichol is Nesinas Tam. It's a reason, right? But you're not telling me the reason. Matchila Gida Tam, Avalo Mevita Tam. Ma'a Tam, En Tam, right? Kichol. Kichol is not the reason. You know, could you imagine, I tell you, don't make it Chametz, because you're not allowed. Yeah, don't make it Chametz. So that's it. That's the halacha. It can't be Chametz. So you're not allowed to use, right? Why does it have to give in the Sinas Tam Miktsat? V'lo gomer, ma'u atam lezer? What's taka the reason? What's the reason why you're not allowed to use Sa'ar and Dvash? That's the second question that Chasam Sofer asks. A third question. The Pasuk is very much marich. Lo saktiru mimenu. Just say, lo saktiru, ishe l'ashem. What's the mimenu? What do you need mimenu for? They should say, because don't make chametz, ki chol sar, v'chol dvash, lo saktiru, finished. From it, it's an extra word. Now the truth is, Rashi, in Zvachim, that I involve him at base, explains the Gemara there, and I don't want to be marach in the Gemara, it's a whole Gemara, but the Gemara is dairish the word mimenu because it's miyuta. So the truth is, it is a question already in the Gemara and in the Rishayim. Rashi already discusses in the Gemara Zvachim that I involve that mimenu is a miyutar. We're going to give a pshat today why it says mimenu. It doesn't need to say it. All it has to say is lo saktiru isha l'ashem. Lama katur mimenu. Then the Chasam Sofer asks, what's a beautiful question? Lo ti'asa chametz. Why? Ki chalsar v'chal dvash. Who talked about dvash? We're talking about chametz, no? Kol ha-mincha hashet akrivu l'ashem lo ti'asa chametz. Why? Ki chalsar, not because dvash. Where's dvash coming here?
Vash lo machmitz.
It's a beautiful aura. These are the shaklis that the Chasam Sofer asks. Dechaga, I'm going to explain in Pshatov in the Pasuk. But before we get to this, now we have to go back to the reasons. We have to be Magdim. Magdim! The reasons. What's wrong with Sar and Dvash? I love Sar and Dvash. All our good cakes come from Sar and Dvash. Could you imagine if Sar is no good and Dvash is no good? No challah. No challah. No kugel. What's sar and dvash? What's from the whole? The best stuff is sar and dvash. What's wrong with sar and dvash? So now let me give you a tiyul. Now let me give you a tiyul through the Rishayim. What's wrong with sar and dvash?
Tiyul. Free.
What's wrong with sar and dvash? What's wrong? The Rambam in Moira Nevuchim, and the Ramban brings him down here in the parasha. The Rambam in Moira Nevuchim, Chel Gimel Perik Menvav writes that for Avoid Zora, they used to bring carbon chametz, and they would put in honey. So when we bring karbanis to Hashem, no chametz and no har.
What does that mean?
Because that's the way they did it for the Avodah Zarah. Now I want to point out that I saw the Ramban, and I went back to look at the Rambam. I went to see the words of the Rambam, and I noticed discrepancies, chilukim, between the way the Rambam writes and the way the Ramban brings the Rambam. The Teretz is very simple, because the Goyim used to do it that way. Yeah? And then he even explains, that's why Melech is good. Why is Melech, yeah, good, says the Rambam? Because the Goyim never put Melech. Why would they not put Melech, says the Rambam? Because they liked the blood. They loved the blood. The blood was what they gave to the Avodah Zarah. So if they would put salt, it would take away the blood. It draws blood. So they never put salt on karbanos. So we put salt on karbanos. Whatever they do, we do the opposite. They make chametz and dvash and no salt. So we make no chametz and dvash and salt. Good? But I went to look at the lashon of the Rambam, and I noticed two differences. The first difference I notice is that the Ramban says that the carbon wasn't chametz. That's not what it says in the Rambam. The Rambam says they would put se'or inside, and therefore we don't put se'or. It doesn't say chametz, it says se'or. The Ramban says that the carbon, no chametz, it wasn't chametz. While the Rambam actually doesn't say about the carbon not chametz, he says that they put in or didn't put in se'or. It's about se'or. Okay. We'll soon see it. There's another chiluk that I noticed, which I thought was very interesting. The Rambam used the lashon, the Ramban used the lashon, hayu ma'arvim, they would mix in honey into the carbon. But the Rambam used to use the lashon, milach lechim korbaneim bedvash. And I guess the root word is lichluch. They used to make it dirty with honey, like.
A head or a chaf?
Chaf. Melachlich and lichluch. Dirt. It's interesting, lashon. You see, this is. I'm teaching you how to learn. You see, what do? I teach you how to learn. I heard the Ramban. Very simple. It seems like very mod pashut the Ramban, right? You machdisim chametz. So we don't make chametz, right? They made it chametz. We don't make it chametz. The Ramban says. Ramban says about the sa'or. Right? The pasuk says kichol sar v'chol dvash leisaktiru. Right? Okay. Notice also he talks about lichluch of dvash. The Rambam just says they would mix in honey. The Rambam uses a lashon of lichluch. Why does the Rambam speak about the seoir and not the chametz itself? That the fact that the carbon was, their carbon was chametz, ours is not. And why does the Rambam use a lashon lichluch? Hayu melachlechim karbineihem bedvash. Why lichluch? What kind of word is lichluch? Okay. I saw the Torah Tmim has a sefer called Tosefes Bracha. Hu shoel kimat sheila shu doker. It's like he's attacking the Rambam and Ramban. He says, I don't understand. Do you know why we have korbanos? The Goyim have korbanos. So if what the Goyim do is no good, so we shouldn't have korbanos at all. If the whole thing is because we don't want to have what the Goyim have, the korbanos started by them. Right? It says clearly in the pasuk that they did it in the fields, and we do it now in the Mishkan. So if the whole idea is not to do what they did, so we shouldn't have korbanos at all, unless that's enough of a difference that the way they makir,
the way, yeah.
In other words, it's not the idea of the korbanos, it's the way. They're makir it in the fields, we makir in the Mishkan. They're makir with honey, we makir without honey. I guess, but this is the shaila of the Torah. To me, agavurach, I felt I had to tell it to you. He's asking the whole idea of korbanos comes from the Goyim. So if we're trying to avoid doing like the Goyim, why are we making karbanos? Okay.
What's his answer?
No, he gives his own pshat. Then he goes into his own pshat. What's wrong with sar and dvash? But we'll get to that later. I don't want the achrayim now. First, I want the rishayim. Let's first go through the rishayim. The Chinuch explains the reason for the Isser of Sar and Dvash very, very interesting. He begins by saying that you should know the mitzvahs hamod ne'elam, they're very hidden, it's hard to understand the ta'ameh ha-mitzvahs. He introduces, as an introduction, hakdama to this mitzvah, kashel lavin ta'ameh ha-mitzvot. It seems like, he says, ne'elam, it's like a hidden thing to understand the mitzvah over here. Yeah, I read it to you. Shroshe mitzvah zu ne'elamim me'od. Limtzu afilu remes katan mehem. Even to find a little bit of a remes, it's very difficult. Yeah? Deep. Very deep. Isser dvash and sa'ar is deep, says the Chinuch. V'ulam. But I already told you that we're going to have to look for tama mitzvah because the young generation needs it. So therefore, I'm going to write what I think we could think of in this mitzvah. What could we say? V'oimer, and this is what I'm going to say. Kinyani ha-karbin, the whole idea of karbin is to ma'oimer, that a person should learn from it, right? He should take away from the karbin something. Hirchik ha-chametz, so therefore, he pushed away the inyan of the chametz, because chametz slows the process down. Matzah without sa'or goes quickly. Right? 12 minutes you have a matzah. Could you make a challah in 12 minutes? Of course not, because the sa'or, slowly. Zrizus is very important in avodah. So therefore, no chametz. Because chametz is atzlos. It's slow. Lameda Adam Zrizus. You like it? Kichal sa'or, no good. What about dvash? What about the honey? The honey is taivus. So we teach a person in Avodas Hashem not to run after the sweets. Sweets. You like it? Very nice drasha. Very nice. Beautiful, huh? Matok. Madanim.
Ta'ava.
Asur l'dof achrei madanim. Metikut. Taivus. So therefore, these are the two things. Chametz, zrizus. You need to be a zaris, so therefore chametz is not good. And the second, right, that's chipazim. We spoke about it, right? Pesach, matzahs, chipazim, zrizus. So the yeast, that's interesting. We spoke about the same yisoy by chipazim and by the matzah. Zrizus. Mashenkin, so'or, makes atzlut. Therefore, Hashem said, don't bring it for a carbon. Dvash, matakim, sweets. Don't run after the sweets. Then he brings another pshat, and he says, "Sa'or, yeast rises, makes it a matzah small, thin. No yeast, makes it nafuach. Yeah, dvash also he says, makes maratiach. Makes I guess I don't know the." He brings this as a science. I guess he knows what he's saying. I didn't know this, but he says something more along these lines. He says like this. Yeah. Tam Isser. He says, Chein advash maler sichosei harbe. Also it boils. Boils, I don't know. Okay. Toyavas Hashem kol gvalev. Hashem does not like hori, gaiva, blown, nafuach. Humble, matzah, without sa'or and without vash. Okay, so these are the shrashi ha-mitzvah, the tame ha-mitzvah according to the Chinuch. Abayna b'chayi, Rabbi Yisai says a peldika thing, get ready for something which is pili-ploy. You hear? Pili-ploy. Sa'or and vash is yetzahara. Sa'or and vash represent yetzahara. Chazal tell us. Mima Akim Sar Shabi Isa. Yetzahar is called Sa'ar. Hu Adin, says the Chinuch, says the Rabbeinu Bechaya, Dvash is called Yetzahar. Now you ready? All you married, or all you guys who want to get married, listen to what he says. He says, Dvash is Gematri Isha! because Isha is Yetzirah. And he says that's what Adam Arishan meant when he said, Isha Asher Nasati Imadi Hi Nastali Minayetzi. He was referring to the Nakash and the Isha, the same. He, Isha is all the same. It's the Yetzirah. Dvas Gematria Isha. Isha Yetzirah. Rabbeinu Bechai. I said, so call Rabbeinu Bechai, call him up. Go to his cave and say, Echad mi elef loy matzasi, al ani matzati. What are you tiny? It's Peldik and Rabbeinu Bechai, you know? You knew this?
No, I didn't know this.
So when someone tells his wife, here honey, come here. You had to call Yetzirah, come in! Dvash! Honey, come in! I need Yetzirah, I need! Dvash, Gematria, Isha. Isha, the Yetzirah. Aisha, I don't know.
No, here's the question. Dvash is gematria Isha, but who says Isha is Yetzirah? Well, he didn't bring
it. Isha, shenosata imadi, he nasli menaitz vaichli. That's what he says.
She caused him to sin.
What do you want from me? He says, and the nachash is Isha. He says, you want to take out Rabbi Mechai, show it to them. I'm like, yeah, let them see it. They don't believe me. I see already, everybody's going to start going home calling their wives honey. I see it already. I see it. And she's going to say, thank you, thanks. Such a nice compliment. Okay. Okay, shh. No bad session. No bad session. Shh. Okay. Huh? I don't know. You speak to Rabbeinu Bechai. I don't know. Now, the Ralbag says a different shot. Rabag says, Shahateva Yoiser Nichbad Mahamalocha. Natural is better than made. When you put yeast, you put in honey, that's baked goods, you put work into it. Right? Tivi, the most natural is flour and water. That's the best thing. Shateva yoiser nichbad. It's more honorable. It's more respectable. Ter nikia. And something that you ever walk into a store where they make baked goods, there's hundreds of ingredients of junk in there. They put whatever they, right? It says it. I read it over exactly the way he says it. That's what he says. Dvash is gemar. Isha, isha is yitzara. Isha shelosati. Good. The Ralbag is saying, because then you're doctoring, you're adding to what Hashem made, flour, water, that's no good. So therefore, natural is good. What's the opposite when they say not natural is
artificial.
Not artificial, but also when it's what? No, when they put chomerim, what? I can't additives and preservatives. That's no good.
Synthetic,
additive, preservatives. Natural is the best. Okay. Shh. Now, what does he mean? Does he mean to say that he was a health nut? Well, what exactly is the Ralbag? Ralbag is referring to the health nuts in the store. Well, what is he referring to exactly?
Organic food.
Organic food. What does he want? For the Beis HaMikdash, you can only have organic food. Is that what he means? I don't think he means. I'll tell you what I think he means. Either he means like for kavod of the korban, which is called lechem Hashem, Hashem's bread. So you give natural food instead of cake. You know what's more respectful, a good cake, a good bread, or to give away a cookie is junk. It's junk food. The word nichbad is mashmitz a shail of kavod. You give natural food when you want to give a king something. You don't give him junk food, artificial junk. You give him good, natural stuff. Or he's saying something deeper. Man creates. Then there's kochi v'yitzviyadi. Then man feels that he did it. Hateva, what Hashem created is much more respectable than Hamalach.
more than the malach. You understand? So therefore, for Hashem, you give maaseh Hashem. Velo maaseh ha'adam. Not what man added. Right? You ever notice anybody take chveis, what do they call that? Kavod. Does anybody come and take chveis? Give me a compliment over the pita I made. Pita's bread and water. What's it? Water and flour. But if you put, you know, all the different types of, what do you call that? No, recipes. It's my recipe. I made the kugel. I made, right?
Who made the bread? Me.
Who? Men make the bread. And who make the kugel? The woman. No. What I mean to say is like this. Bread is pashut.
Simple.
Hashem, flour and water. But once you have to start, I'll give you the best example. When a guy makes bread, does he walk around thinking he's a big chef? I'm asking, does he walk around thinking he's a big chef if he makes pita? But if a guy walks around and he makes cuisine, French cuisine, he walks around thinking, who knows who he is, right? Walks around with the hat as if he would be Moshe Rabbeinu, like the Kohen Gadol. You ever saw that? But you're making food. Tzach Hakol, you're making Hashem's food, right? The Teretz is, there's Koichi Vaitzim Yadi in it. So for the Beis HaMikdash, you ever saw the chef? He walks around thinking he's God's gift to mankind, right?
Korban.
Natural. So again, either it's a Shiloh Kavod, to a melech, like Hashem, you give natural, which is not junk food, adding preservatives, sa'or and dvash. Or the pshat is, because there's no kaychi vayitzim yad. It happens. Here, a matzah bakes by itself. Flour and water bakes by itself. Ki lo hispik b'tzeikim l'hachmi, it happens by itself. They don't do anything. What do you do? Mashain came. Bread, you have to put work into it. Right? Eggs, right? Sugar. Right? Okay. Abarbanel says a very interesting pshat. He says like this. S'or and dvash prolong the process. Dvash, at the same time, could be eaten by itself. You listening? Are you listening?
I'm listening. Oh, yeah.
Are you listening?
Really?
Why not?
This is Benji.
Oh, you Benji. Okay. So he says like this. You know, the carbon, the kehanim, were hungry. So if they put in sar and vash, it would take longer. Maybe they wouldn't completely cook it. Maybe they would rush, says that Barbanel.
Rare.
Huh?
Rare meat.
Rare, right?
In honey.
Takes time. If you make a chveis, a pot stew, and yeah, you put in all the chveis, the flavoring, takes time. Hashem, if you put it on a grill, it's 1, 2, 3, and finish. So we're afraid that they're going to be memaher to eat it when it's still not ready to be eaten, and he says, and the honey, you know what they'll do? They'll put their finger in and eat it with the honey. Barbanel says this. You can eat honey plain. You know what? They'll take the honey before it's even ready to be eaten. And then they'll have a problem of eating it. Shaloi kederech haroi l'achila. And they'll come out a big problem l'halach. That's what the Barbanel says. Then the Barbanel says, he's looking at me like, what should I do? The Barbanel says this. I didn't make it up. Did I make it up? Barbanel. Yeah? What happened to the fresh air that we asked for? You put on
the... I turned off the air conditioner.
Yes,
heat.
It's going?
The heat. Oh, okay. No, I turned it off the heat.
Then the Barbanel says another thing. He says, you know what's wrong with dvash? Dvash is segula neged ha-seichel. It works against seichel. That's what he says. Honey works against seichel. What does he mean?
Any honey will just.
That's what he says. He says honey is something that works against the seichel. So this is not the right thing to use as an ingredient in the Beis Hamikdash in the Mishkan. He says. See, the first thing was a technical. Yeah, the first thing was technical. What do you mean technical? That it prolongs the whole. It prolongs the whole process, and since it prolongs the whole process, so the carbon is not going to be cooked properly before they start eating it. Okay. Second thing is, it's something about the ingredient. The ingredient is no good. Yeah. What's wrong with this ingredient? It's negra seichel. It works against the mind. So I want to explain what that means. The Gemara tells us, before a person is mispalo, that Torah is nichnas b'seich meyav, she ispalo shle yikonis l'teich meyav madanim. He should mispalo that he shouldn't have sweets and goodies in his diet. Why, what's wrong? It's a pasuk you would say, taiva, that in order to be mekabel Torah, first you have to be a kli mukhshir, you have to be a utensil fit for Torah, and if a person has taivas, he's not fit for Torah. I want to tell you something very interesting. Today, there's different types of diets. And one of the diets is carb-free. Carb-free. Carbs make a person drowsy. I don't know if you know that. Carbs make a person drowsy. Carbs. Now, lechem has carbs. There's a lot of carbs.
Starch. Everything's
carbs. Right? Pachmimut. Pachmimut. Right? Protein gives you a boost. You eat more carbs than you eat proteins, you'll be sleepy and your mind won't be sharp. It's part of the pyramid that they teach you today. One of the most carb per spoon, so to speak, the condensed in one, in the smallest, is honey.
Sugar
and honey. Yeah.
Starch.
Huh?
Sugar is the most.
What's
carb?
Sugar.
Starch. Because it's artificial.
No, it's not the artificial. It has nothing to do with the artificial.
No, since it's so condensed.
It's condensed, the sweet, the carb. So it could be that's what he means to say. He means to say it's a skula. He doesn't mean Rabbi Sai. He doesn't mean spiritually. He means physically.
Science.
It puts a person to sleep. It makes you not sharp. Carbs make a person not sharp. Partially. That's why you eat a big meal, you want to sleep afterwards. You can't think straight after chalt, after osmo. You can't think straight. It's full of carbs. That's what it is, right? The only problem I have, Lamaisa Shleima Melech talks very highly of honey. Shleima Melech initially says, Achel b'nid v'ash ki toif. He talks that you should eat honey. I want you to know that the bombers, the bee bombers in Britain during World War II were force-fed honey. Because they tie into this something in honey, which is merakez. It gives tremendous recus. You know that? The British bombers, the pilots, were force-fed honey, and they tie it because honey has a tremendous amount of vitamin B. And vitamin B is good for recus. So I don't know, I'm not sure what's going on over here. But there is a sugi. There's something about honey and seichel. The lashon again of the Abar ben Eliz, Shadvas, Segula, Keneged HaSeichel. Now I want you to go into this. I want you to do your research. Yeah? Is honey good for the mind, or is honey not good for the mind? Huh?
Bee honey, or is it big honey?
Well, the truth is, Rashi says it could be any honey. It could be honey not only for bees, but it could be from
any sweets.
Any sweets. Rashi says clearly it could be any fruit that has sweets. Tamarim. We know tamarim is mishtaka. You fall asleep when you drink tamarim. It's one of the things that are mishtaka. So that's maybe what he means. It's skula keneged haseichel. So it's not dvash dvarim. I'm telling you, so it could be only dvash dvarim is good, but dvash peiris is carbs. And it's something interesting. There's something here. Okay? I don't think he means segula bad. Right? I don't think he means segula like that olives, right? Skula for shipka. I don't think he means that. I don't think he means olives skula for shipka. Olives are a skula for shikha. Mesugal lishkoach. So I don't know if he means that it's skula, or he means physically. There's something about honey, because it's mishtaker, it makes a person sleepy, so it's keneged aseichel. I don't know what that barbanel means. But either way, Shlaima Melech says to eat dvash, echol b'ni dvash ki toiv. I once told you pshat in that. Echol b'ni dvash ki toiv. Remember the pshat I told you? Rav Leib Chasman explained, what's the mile of dvash? Dvash, the bee takes the best of all the flowers, and he puts it together and he makes honey, makes sweet. Shlaima Melech's teaching, take the best of everybody and put it together. Certain people, I only learn from this and this type of, and they don't like to learn from everybody. If you take the best of everyone, you put it together, and you make it honey. That's called making honey. That's dvash. Now I want to point this out. I saw that Tosefta's bracha says that what's wrong with honey? His pshat, because I told you he didn't like the pshat of the Rambam. So he says because be'emes dvash comes from a davar tame, a bee is tame. The Gemara in Bechayrus Daf Zayin Amud Beis says he is soy kalayotzim in a tame. His tummy. So be'etzim, honey shouldn't be mutter to eat. Why do we matter to eat? So the Gemara explains, because it's actually not his. It's not yoytzim min advarim. It's coming from all the different good flowers. So it's not through the body. It's not something from the body of the bee. This is Gemara in Soita Daf Mem Chesam Beis. Says that Tosef is bracha, that's pshat, achil, that's pshat in the Gemara. Dvash is not so good, because it's kala yoytzim min atami is tummy. Yeah, but I don't stay manushah. If I care, we say it is kosher. Yeah. So what do you want? If it's the same reason why it's kosher, then it should be kosher for the Mizbeach. I don't know. This is his shtickle tire. And I'm telling you, Shlaima Melech said that it was good because of this reason. It's very hard to come and say that that's the reason why Dvash is no good. Okay, Rabbi, said, don't sleep. Come, let's chaz. You ready? Okay, let's make a quick chazara. Okay. According to the Rambam, Seor and Dvash, the Goyim used to do it. Right? We don't do it. Okay? We don't bring for the Karbanis Seor and Dvash. According to the Chinuch, what's the reason? The reason is because, two reasons, right? The first reason is because Rizus. We don't want the Chametz, because Chametz slow. And the second thing is to teach a person not to run after sweets. Not to have a sweet tooth. Sweet tooth. So we tell him not to be roidif achar what? Mitukin. Okay. Another thing we said was that the sa'ar in the dvash is magbia. It's gaiva. Rises. Hashem doesn't want gaiva. Okay. Then we had Rabbeinu Bechaya that says because it's representing Yetzirah. The sa'ar in the dvash represent Yetzirah like Isha dvash. Okay. Then we said over a pshat from the Ralbag, that the teva is yoyser nichbad ma'amalach. Better to have more natural than to have what we worked on. Okay, what you put working. Artificial. A barbanel, that sa'or is ma'acher, and dvash is ma'maher. Sa'or is ma'acher, dvash is ma'maher, and we're afraid that it's not going to cook the way it's supposed to cook properly. And also the kahana might eat it early. And then he says in Yisoid that it's keneged, the dvash is keneged haseichel. Some it works against the seichel. So he said, is it skula? He used the word skula. But does he mean physically, chemically, the chemistry of the brain when you drink, when you eat, they put open up a window. When you eat dvash, it goes against the brain. Okay. Then we said over, because maybe dvash is kol yotzim min ha'tameh is tameh. I want to tell you over. What other Rishonim say? The Das Kehilat Bali Atos says, you want to know what's wrong with Seor and Dvash? because if you put tzar and bite, you can't put salt. They don't mix. So one is luma. That's what the pasuk puts together. Kichal tzar v'chol dvash l'sakdir v'men l'Hashem. The next pasuk says, put salt. So the reason for not tzar and dvash is you can't put salt afterwards. Kivon shah tzar v'dvash l'mekablim melach. They don't take salt. What are you telling me? What's the pasuk after? That's very interesting, huh?
Korban reishis do put salt.
Oh, so that's a very good question. Doesn't say. But the point is that the psukim are together. The iser of sar and dvash and the mitzvah of melach are together, according to the daskenim ibalei ha tosis. The Moshe of Skenim says, which is another liquid of Rishonim, from Bali HaTosfos, the Moshe of Skenim says like this. If you put in salt, I'm sorry, if you put in honey and you put in yeast, you don't have the exact amount. You never really know what it is. For example, there's a lot of holes in it. Right? A matzah, there's no holes. You know exactly how much and what's in the matzah. Challah, when it rises, there's a lot of pockets of air. Right? So your problem is going to be that you can't make a kaimitz, mitzah. Your shiurim that are negated to the challah, you're not going to have. So therefore they asered anything which was going to make it bigger than it really is, because you don't know the shiurim. What's the difference? But you're putting in honey. Makes pockets. You're putting in yeast. Makes pockets. It's interesting. Interesting. Moshe Skenim. So it comes out. Now, Bais, I want you to pay attention. That either the problem is the end product. Nachon? Because if you have in it salt, I'm sorry, honey and so, or you can't put in salt, or the measurements. Or is the problem the ingredient? Which is the problem? Is the problem the product? It depends which Rishonim. Right? It all depends on which Rishonim you learn. Is the problem, that's what I want to say. You see, he chapped my shit. But before I get there, okay? Before I get there, I want to tell you a little bit more. Now I told you all the Rishonim. Now I'm going to start telling you what the Achronim say. What's wrong with Tzar and Dvash? Tiyul. You see, I told you I'm giving you a Tiyul today. All the Shitas. Okay? So we had the Rishonim. I said a little bit from the Taisefes Bracha. But now, I showed you even the Rishonim. It's either the final product is no good, right? Because if the product is sweet, or a yeast, the salt is not fitting over there. Doesn't go in, doesn't cobble, whatever that means. It doesn't accept the salt. Or you don't have the right measurements. You never know. Okay. Or the pshat is the ingredients are in the vash is not a good ingredient. Okay. Now let's see what the Achrayim say. The Achrayim say the following explanations. What's wrong with Tzar and Dvash? Tzar and Dvash are big liars. Big liars. You know what Tzar does? Takes a matzah and makes it bigger than it is. Dvash takes something and makes it a lot sweeter than it is. These are added to change. The lashon they use is Hasor Mishaker Shemata Bekamus. Hadvash Mishaker Shemata Bechashivus. Ooh, it's a cake. How much is a pita? You know how much is a pita? 10 cents, 20 cents, right? 30 cents. How much is a cake? $1. Makes it more. It's a cake. It's a cake. Hasor Mate Bekamus. Hadvash Mate Bechashivus. Therefore, melt doesn't change it. What do you mean? If you put salt and not salt, what's in that? Salt
brings out the taste.
Brings out the taste of what it is. Doesn't change anything. Salt. You put salt on a pizza. It'll become more expensive because it's a salt. Now, the kitzer, anything which is sheker, away from the Beis HaMikdash, away from the Mishnah. Another pshat. This all the mefarshim say. Avoidus Hashem can't be extremes. What's the most mar, the most bitter? Machnitz is also lashon of chometz. Sa'or is considered a bitter thing. Dvash is considered the sweetest thing. In Avoidus Hashem, you can't have two extremes. You need emtsoi, like the Rambam says. This is a very interesting. That's how the Achrayim explain why not sa'or and why not don't have extremes. Machmitz is a lashon of bitter. Right? Sa'or is a bitter thing, you know. Mashen came matik, too sweet, not too sour, not too sweet, no extremes. And tzayi and avaydis Hashem, like the Rambam brings down in Hilchos Deis Perik Beis Halacha Zayin. Okay, so I pretty much told you what's wrong. You hear what's wrong. Now I want to explain, what does it mean that it can't accept salt? What is this? That the sweet can't accept, I guess what it means is that sweet and salt are opposites. Sa'ir, I guess it would be too sharp if you put salt in it. What do they mean that the sa'ir and the dvash is not mekabel? It's not mekabel melach. So I want to say pshats like this. If you notice, the goyim don't put melach. That's what the Rambam tells us. Right? Rabbi Isai, do the goyim put melach?
No.
Why not? It says that melach, because they wanted all the blood. The Ramban explains that it's very important to put melach because a carbon or a meat or a bread without salt is called tafel, with a tuff. Tafel, not tes, but tafel, which means not a finished product. You notice when we make hamotzi, we stick it into the salt. Why do we stick it into the salt? Because that's the final toivul pita b'melach. That's a bread is a raw product if it's lacking salt. You ever know, you bring the food to the table, what's the first thing everybody complains? It's like it's missing salt, right? A product is not, maybe it's a salt free thing, maybe that's how it's supposed to taste. Eretz is without salt, you don't have the tafel. Okay, so it's called tafel. Says Ramban, so it's not good. Yeah, it's not good to have a carbon which is not called a finished product. It's missing salt. Right? Can you imagine they bring it to the base? It's missing salt. It means it's not finished. Don't bring that as a carbon. The Chinuch Mitzvah Kuf Yud Tes explains that salt sweetens the meat. It makes it
delicious.
If you have meat and you don't put salt on it, that's right. First thing your wife puts, right? Salt. Chicken, meat, salt. Meat without salt is nothing. So carbon has to be sweet. It has to be arev. So therefore, says the Chinuch, a mitzvah kuf yud tes, you need salt. Also says the Chinuch, salt protects the meat from spoiling. And you want the carbon to be fresh, to be clean. It should be a good product. So you must salt it, right? Says the Chinuch, salt is lekayem, to protect, that it should last. Otherwise it'll spoil and it won't be tasting good. Rabbeinu Bechaya explains, I'm sorry, I said before the Ramban, excuse me, Rabbeinu Bechaya is the one that explains why the goyim didn't put salt. I thought I said over the Ramban, I meant Rabbeinu Bechaya. Rabbeinu Bechaya explains because they like the blood, and the salt takes away the blood. Now listen to a Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says, he says like this, Kina, Taiv, and Kavod. Those are the three things which are Maitzinas, Adam, and Aron. Chometz, Sa'ar, is Gaiva. So which one is that? That is Gaiva. Kina, Taiv, Tamsar, Kavod. Dvash is sweet. That's tayin. Salt. What is salt? Salt is the symbol of kinawar. What is salt all about? Tarashi even tells us that the base, that the waters from the lower
complain
that they also want to have shaychus Hashem in Shamayim, like the higher waters. Hashem, so I'll give you what to be the Mishkan. I'll put you in the Mishkan. I'll put you in the base Hamikdash. That will I'll call Kabban Chatakriv Melech. That's why we put salt. The way Rashi brings from Chazal. So it came from what? From Kinnah. Kinnah. They were jealous. They wanted to be with Hashem. It's a good jealousy, you see, because that's why Hashem put them in the Mishkan. So I'll call Kabban Chatakriv Melech, because jealousy is a good thing if it's done for the right reasons. Kinnah and Taiva Kichol Sar V'chol Dvash says the Chassam Soifel. Like sakrivu Hashem, taiva v'kavit, no good. Kina, the melach, yes, if it's melach because you want to be with Hashem. Kina tzayfrim, he says kina tzayfrim, very, very important. Beautiful, huh? What are you telling me? It's beautiful, yeah, beautiful. There's one pshat rabbosai I did not find in the Rishayim. Why do we salt the carbon? And that was the one I was looking for. I didn't find it. And believe me, you see, I did my research. You see how much research I did on this? All the Rishonim I went through, and all the Achronim. Chazal tell us, just like Yisurim, cleanse a person, Melach. I'm sorry, just like Melach cleans a person from his...
The Basar cleans the Basar.
Right? The Basar, so too Yisurim. I'm in Mark. Melach is cleansing. I'll call karbon chatakriv melach. There's a sod of melach in every carbon. You bring your carbon. It's the idea of the carbon is to cleanse. It's a cleansing process. It's memarik. It's machshir. Yeah? I was expecting, and I write over here. I mean mitpaleh. I mean mitpaleh is a lomofia barishayim. That the reason why we put melach on the carbon. Because it's what? Lachshir. To be marek, like Yisurim. To cleanse what? To cleanse the person from his chet. Mefurash Gemara. Mr. Kaikov, it's a Mefurash Gemara. That just like the salt kashers the meat, so too the Yisurim. It cleans, it's a cleaning. Okay? So it's an analogy to Heksha. Cleaning, right? Lachshir. To clean out the person from his aveiros. Oh. So now I understand pshat. When a person has se'or, and when a person has dvash, ain't a kablam hamelach. They don't accept them. That doesn't help them. That's right. They don't go together. A person that has gaiva, a person that has ta'iva, you can hit him over the head 1,000 times. Now you're not going to learn his lesson. It's not going to help him anything. Hey, Pari. Pari had gaiva. Pari Ataiva. So all the Yisurim, it helped him. Didn't help him?
No.
Nothing. Was it Makshirim? No. That's the Pshat and what the Rishonim mean. So either the Pshat, it's a physical, it's a technical, you know, problem. A Briskezach. Yeah, if you have Dvash and Sair, so how could you have Melach? It doesn't go hand, it doesn't go together. All the Pshat is that it's a Rayon, that Sair and Dvash is the opposite of Melach. Melach is anova. It works on you, it cleans, it's machshir you. Eh? Mela, that's what the Rishonim mean. Ah! So now we went through all the reasons for Sar and Vash in the Rishonim and Achronim. And then we went through all the reasons for Melach. Let's chazah them quickly because I don't know if everybody went through it quickly, so let's go through one more time. The Rambam says in Mayer Nevuchim that the Goyim did not put Melach on their carbon. Right? The Rambam says that the Goyim did not put Melach on their carbon. Why not? So he said, oh, for Rabbeinu Bechaya, because
it takes away the blood,
they like the blood. But the way we're learning, maybe we have a different shot. The idea of carbon by them is not Melach. It's not about Machshir. It's not about working on yourself, fixing yourself. The inyan of melech memarek, melech machshir, that it ma'abid the person, they don't have it. Dvash, yeah. Sa'or, yeah, that's what they put. They put dvash. it's honorary, it's covered, it's sweet. Is it mar? Is it hard? No, they don't have that. That's not the pshat in their carbon. By Klal Yisrael, that is the pshat of our carbon. It's memarek, it's machshir. It cleanses the person. It's a different idea of carbon. One idea of carbon is to look good in front of Hashem. Look good in front of God, you know. Gaiva. It feels good. I'm servicing God. Our carbon is what? Melach. Machshir. It's yisurim, it's memarek, it's to cleanse the person. Just like the salt, like the Gemara says, you like it? That's why they don't have it. Oh, what's the reason of the Ramban why we have to have salt? Because otherwise it will be something called tafel, which means an unfinished product without salt. So either because the Goyim don't put salt, or the pshat is because it's not finished without salt. The Chinuch explains that salt brings out the meat, otherwise it doesn't taste so good. Okay. Another pshat, salt keeps the meat from spoiling. It lets the meat exist, stay long. Okay. Sam Seifer says, because salt is a sign of kinna, because that's the water, and kinna is good. Kinna in the Beis HaMikdash is good. Okay. Now, comes out of Meridiki's site. I asked you, is the problem the product, or is the problem the ingredient? By Sar and Vash. Oh, so according to some Rishonim, it's the product. You can't have a product that has holes in it, and it, you don't know the shear, right?
Yes.
The product can't be salt and sweet. It doesn't work out. Well, the problem is the sir and the dvash itself. Now let's go back to the passion of Sam Soifer. Asks, why does it say loy te'ose? It's not about leisasa chametz, the product. Loy te'ose, it can't be made. Loy te'ose, it can't be made through chametz. You read it. And that's why it says key is explaining the problem. The problem is not the product. The problem is pichal sar v'chal dvash, the ingredient. Now what's the mimenu? The mimenu is the ingredient. It's not about you can't have zvash and chametz. Mimenu from it, the ingredient, you can be makti. Beautiful, beautiful. Mimenu. From it, meaning it's the product. The ingredient. You can't be ma. The pasuk is telling you what's wrong. The ingredient is no good.
And product without salt we can bring.
It's not about product at all.
Hadvash.
Medabrim al hadvash v'asor. Kichol sor. V'chol dvash. Not loy taktiru. Loy taktiru mi. Menu. You're not allowed to use from it. Okay, we're going to talk about this now. Comes out a big yisoid. Yeah? That the pasuk is teaching us that the problem is... Yeah? The pasuk is teaching us the problem is not the chefza, but the ingredient. It's not the final product, but the ingredient. What do you want?
Mimenu, it's not lo mo'il, lo morit.
No, the pasuk is teaching you what the problem is. It's not what it is. It's from it.
I understand.
You can't use it.
They say we will not write this.
Right.
We're going to be
teaching
something.
Us. The Torah is teaching us. We'll soon see this. We'll soon see. Okay, now, you want an Nachmina Lalacha? Wait 5 minutes, you'll get an Nachmina Lalacha. Let's discuss a little bit Ashkafa now. Tell me, when a person brings a carbon, you think that all this could go through his mind? You think all this could go through a person's mind when he brings a carbon? A person's a chayt, he brought a carb, you think he knows that chametz and sar and dvash and gaivin and kin and what? So the truth is, the chinuch says an interesting lashon. The chinuch says, kinyani akarm in kulam la'oyer machsheves hamakrif. Ulafi hamaisa hu yikach dimyanoisa benafshay. Something about the carbon brings up some message to the mind. So I was thinking to myself, Maybe in those days they taught it. Just like today when we do the mitzvahs, there are shiurim and there's art scroll and there's svarim and then maybe in those days they had on the karbonis explaining the karbonis. Every guy who brought a carbon knew Gaivin and Yetzirah and they knew all this. Maybe I'm just trying to understand. When a guy brings a carbon, you think all this mussar is what goes through his mind? This is what he understands in a carbon. So either the pshat is, yeah, maybe in those days they brought carbon. We don't bring karbonis today, so therefore we don't know all this. But on the things that we do, here Shabbos. Every guy sits there and he knows what Shabbos and the depths of Shabbos and the yisoides of Shabbos. People work on it. Sanachanami. Or the pshat is, it's a subliminal message. You notice the lashon that he uses? Ulefi hamaisahu yikach dimyonosav benafshoi. It gives a dimyon. It gives a it has an effect psychologically on the person. What does that mean? Let me explain to you what I think that means. When a person does a mitzvah, what should he think? You know, every mitzvah has worlds of omek to it. What should go through a person's mind when he does a mitzvah? Should he sit there and think all the sadot of the mitzvah? Let's discuss this. Let me begin by Sar and Dvash. Does anybody remember in the Karbanis we say in the Braisa, Tani Bar Kapara? Bar Kapara says, right? Kapara says,
in the Kurtish al Dvash,
if in the Tyres they put a Kurtish al Dvash, like Haya Adam Yachel Lamai Mipnei Recha. So the Mefarshim asks, what's the Chiddush? I mean, if the Torah says, yeah, if a person would love to be Michal Shabbos, it would be great, you would have a great time. I'm a Torah Amra, Loisasa Kamalam. So what's Bar Kapara teaching? Could you imagine a brighter like that? If a person would be able to go golfing on Shabbos, unbelievable. I'm a Torah Amra, the Torah says, What's Havala Tayra Amr? What does it mean? Yeah, it's a Mayadik and Shaila, yeah? Okay. So the Rabbaz gives a very nice teretz. Rabbaz, in the Chumas, Chel Dalit, Elef, right? Ois Kufyud, Simin Kufyud. Maybe you're not allowed to put honey to make the whole thing a honey thing. But to put in a little bit honey, with Tarovet, right? That you can't, that's not a problem. Avla Taira Amra, the Taira says, like Sakiru Mimenu. Yeah, he's working with the Mimenu. And even Bitarovit, you're not allowed. Yeah. You know what the Rabbaz is saying, my Pshat? That's exactly what I was saying. The thing itself is not a honey cake. But are you allowed to even use a little bit of an ingredient?
Mm.
No, you can't even use it as an ingredient. That's the Mimenu. Rabbaz. As Ali Kivanti by Yisotchali to the Rabbaz. Mamish what the Rabbaz is saying. You would say, you know, it's not a honey cake. It's just a little bit. Kamash Malan, Le Saktiru, me. Menu. Even a little, even to take from an ingredient. You're not allowed to even use it as an ingredient. Okay. This is Wamshat in Bar Kapara. I would say you're allowed to use a little bit. Kamash Malan. I want to say another pshat in the bright. You say it every morning. What does it mean? A Torah Amr. Yes, so what's the chiddush? I mean, I don't say, I would put in honey, but the Torah says not. So, you know, of course you say, then you can't put in honey. I don't need to wipe apart. The Brisker Rav has a simple question. How could you put honey? It has 11 samimanim. If you add one of the samimanim, b'chai misa. So what are you talking? What is Bar Kapara b'chlal talking about? What is Bar Kapara? You didn't know that b'chai misa, you add another samimanim? So it could be the Chayiv Mises afterwards, maybe. But that's not what it says. The Torah is Ma'atzmi, he's saying that honey's no good. Anyway, you can't put in honey. Because you have to have 11 samimanim, and if you add it, you're Chayiv Misa. Says the Brisker Rav, there's a pasuk, Ma'aser Ekech. It had to be a...
Chiser, it says.
Huh?
If you're missing one. If you did add the
Ma'aser. What do you mean? The Achrach Tzusam Manim Bach.
Right, but it was not chiser chametz on the mech anytime.
Yeah, but you can't add chiser.
Wine, yain chiver, let's see, yain kafrisin.
Not lochiv bita, but it's not 11.
But so okay, you know what? Forget about it. The brisker of asks for a kash. I think he knows kasha better than me. That's his kasha. He says, how could you have 11? How could you come and put in honey if you have 11 summer months? You would have 12. So he says, because it says in the pasuk, ma'isei rekeach. Yeah? Pasuk says, shmo islamid, pasuk lamid. Hey, that it had to be, you know what ma'isei rekeach means? Like a dish, like a cake, a certain, what does rekech mean, a chef's dish. So therefore you would have to put in sweet to make it good, to make it. Als meiser rekeach, maybe you would have to eat, vatayra amra. Okay. So I want to say, shots like this. You can't add, right? Why can't you add a Torah Omer? So that's the territory to the Kasha too. You would come and say that maybe you should add out some Iser Ekeach. The brisker of is saying a Torah Omer, which means the question was not about adding honey against the pasuk in the Torah. It's to make it ma'aser kech. And yet still, you're not allowed because you're not allowed to use sar and dvash. So the problem isn't the ma'aser kech. In other words, the dish was able to have honey, but you can't have it through the ingredients of honey and sar. That's what he means. Hatayra omra lo saktir mimenu isha l'ashem. For the dish, it would be good if it was sweet with honey. That's what the brisker of is learning. Out of the dish, it would have been good to have that sweet taste. Out of the dish, it would have been good to put in sa'ar, maybe. But the problem is, he can't have the ingredient. About Torah Omer, that's what I think the brisker of means, that the ingredient is the problem. Okay. I want to tell you over what the Kutzker Rebbe learned. The Kutzker Rebbe said, pshat. You hear Rabbi Isaac? Was it good with the honey or no good with the honey? Ain adam yachal lamay mipnei reicha. Good or no good?
It's no good. It's good.
So you'd say it's good. The Kutzker learned that it was no good.
No,
it smelled bad. Ain adam yachal lamay, it was so bad they wouldn't be able to take it. So then why didn't I put it in? You would say, because it doesn't smell good. No, because I'll tell you honey. That's a shot. What we're saying is the Torah was made because Hashem told us how to make it. Ain't other Kutzker Rebbe. I always learned Ain other Yachalam Neirecha. It would be so good that a person wouldn't be able. It's a very funny lashon. Ain't other Yachalamoid. You would say Lamid means. You can stand, no problem. So the Kutzker learns the opposite. Ain't other Yachalam Neirecha. It was no good. So then why did you put it in? Because it's no good. No, because I tell you Amos. Yeah. What does he say? He's saying I'm worried to get the head. Listen what he's saying. A person wants to make tires, right? You can have so many cheshbainis in the tires. You know what the main cheshbain is? Hashem said. That's the way. That's what I do. You know, every time we say that we want to mekayim mitzvah. You know what the lashon we always use is? Lekayim b'chol prateha v'dikdukeha. What does that mean? Prateha v'dikdukeha. Does it say about the kavanis or it says about the kiyum of the pratim and the dikduk? What's anything about the kavanis? It says the details. The halacha. The dictum of Kasher Tzivani, the way Hashem commanded me, that's how I do it. You know, there's a very nice Maisa, and this is what I want to get to. You know, we're coming to Purim, Pesach, a lot of mitzvahs, yeah? And each mitzvah, Purim and Pesach, has so much omek in it, so much. What should be the kavan? Should the kavanah be, I'm eating matzah with Hashem and chippazin and we'll soon get to that. what the mechiyuv should be is, I'm eating matzah, kasher tzivani Hashem, and I'm baking matzah the way Hashem commanded me. What's the kavana that you should have? Is it chesbonis, or is it a Torah amra? The Torah says ki chalzar v'chol dvash l'saktim. So I'll tell you, there's a meiridik of maisa from Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav, of course, was a medactic and mitzvahs not normal. Came to matzahs even more. They were crazy about the baking of the matzahs. Okay, so there was a yid, chassidish yid, who came over to the Brisker Rav after he finished baking the matzahs, and he told him over chassidish maisa. What's chassidish maisa? There was once a Rebbe that was sitting and he baked the matzahs with all the diyukim. Yeah? See this Rebbe? He walked out of the bakery and there was a yid crying. So he asked the Rebbe, what are you crying? He said, you know what I'm crying? I saw the way you baked the matzahs, yeah? I don't know how to bake the matzahs more than just bake the matzahs. I come here, I bake the matzahs, yeah? So I'm crying to Hashem, Halavai. My matzahs should be as good as your matzahs. The Rebbe was so overwhelmed, he switched the matzahs. He said, my matzahs are not as good as this guy's matzahs. Because this guy was baking matzahs with lev and regesh and kavonin. And my matzahs are muhudr with halacha. So I switched. So he tried to ask the brisket off, so you see that it's more important to bake the matzahs with regesh and kavana than to bake the matzahs with hiddur and ha halach. So brisket off said, it's a beautiful story. You're proving my point that I'm right. He said, the story's very good. Fakir, it's a great story. I like it. Zerayalitzidi, lo litzidcha. He says, why? The one that davened for the good matzahs ended up with the hiddur dekha matzahs. The one that davened Hashem that she had good matzahs, he ended up with the, because taking the ones that are fake food, they're better than the ones you forgot about them. You like it? You heard it from me. I say it over a lot. It's a yesod. Oh, so what did I do? So I went to look to see, maybe it's one mahalach, maybe it's bris, maybe others have a different sheet. Maybe by the chassidim, you're supposed to bake with kavanah and you're a shemayim and you say this and time your mitzvahs. I went to look a little bit. So let me tell you what I came up with. Many mitzvahs, the tam is katul b'tor. It says it in the Torah. You know that? L'man yedu derisaychem ki basukah sheshafti. Lamantia teres Hashem beficha. By tefillin it says, what's the lashon of lamantia? Lamantia teres Hashem beficha. There's a lot of lamans that the Torah writes laman. Okay. So the tour in Hilchis Sukkah brings down in Simin Tov Reish Chaf Hei that sitting in the Sukkah is in order we should know the whole Anani Akav. Comes along the Bach. He says, since when does the Torah give Tama mitzvahs? It's a halacha say. Says the Bach, because could be the Torah held that when it says Laman, you have to be mecham for the Tam, and not just to do the mitzvah. Okay. Lamaisa, the Prima Gadim, and the Mishabur in three places, paskins, that even if I wasn't mecham of the Tam, I'm still Yaitzah. The Mishabur is in Siv Ches, Siv Kot, and Yotes. By tefillin, simin chav hey, sim kantes vav by tzitzis, and simin tafresh chav hey, sim kanalev by sukkah. And even though it says leman, you hear? You're still yotz. It's lechatchila you should have the leman because the Torah says it. You yotz. I mean, it's just a.
It's not
me'akim. It's not me'akim. You yotz, right? Lamaisa the Bikriyan Kidarch Lener in Sukkah, Taka Pasan, you're not Yoitzah. He says, the Pasuk says Laman. If you're not Mekayim the Laman, like the Bach, you're Taka not Yoitzah. So here we have a case where you have to think of the Taimei HaMitzvahs. You have to think of the Taimei HaMitzvahs when you're Mekayim the Mitzvah. But what about all other Mitzvahs? That for sure not, right? I don't have to think when I do a Mitzvah all the time I'm in Hagim, I don't have to have it. Do I have to go through the time I'm mitzvah? No. I'm in kind of mitzvah. Okay. Lamaisa. There's something called L'shem, Yichud, Kutshu, Brichu, Shchinta, B'dechila, Rechima, L'yachay. So they're giving a whole, why am I doing the mitzvah, right? You notice when you write the Mechanica, it's Al Kavanosam, the Kavanos HaChashmanoyim, right? You ever saw there's a Nusach of a Tefillah by the, that they say, it's from the Bnei Yisoschar. That when you light the Menorah, I'm lighting with the Kavanos of right? All in Yanim Gvayim V'toyim. So do you need that? Do you need to say no, Bemis? It's a shaila in halacha. It's a shaila halacha. So I want to tell you that our Chashulchan in Simon Samach Siv Ches. How come you're not writing this?
This part I'm not writing.
He knows it by heart.
I want to write Ikri Grammar. Ikri Dvar.
Aha. Okay. So our Chashulchan Simon Samach Siv Ches says that kavana is belay v'loy bepeh. So first of all, you don't have to speak out of kavana. L'shem Yichud is speaking out of Kavanah, right? Mm. So, B'chlal, who says you have to speak it out of it? Okay, you know what? Be mechaven to L'shem Yichud. Our Chashulcha writes clearly that it's only be-machshava, it's not be-peh. Kavanah, the word Kavanah, think of the word. What does the word Kavanah mean? In the mind. So therefore, the whole peh. Okay. The Na'idi Bihuda is Yedua. He was very against L'shem Yichud.
Na'idi
Bihuda wrote in the Chumas Madura Kama Yerdeya Simit Tzad Gimel, you're not supposed to say Shemichud, very against. Okay, it's not the machshava. The whole thing is, it's there's no such thing. He said it was a mistake. Malachim, Shemichud, Havaya. You look over there. He was very against the whole thing. Okay, the Ma'aseh Chesidim do say. I found in Chesed Lavram Tepirish on our Chaim Simit Tes. He says a meridik thing. He says, why do we have the L'shemichud? What do we have? So he says like this: La'oyer Halev. The Raimim Summit. A person does a mitzvah, he should know that there's unbelievable things behind the mitzvah. Well, you know, the mitzvah is just that. It's worlds behind every mitzvah. Says the Chesed Avraham, Av Shiesh B'Zed Yonim Apisayt. Even though some mitzvahs have things which are so deep, nobody can understand it. The Lav Kol Inish Bar Hochiyu. Not every person can understand the depth of a mitzvah. When you hear a little bit, Yaskil v'yidai, he should be quiet, meaning he should say, you know what? As much as I do know, there's more that I don't know. Okay? When me shayna maven klal, what happens if a person knows nothing about a mitzvah? He doesn't understand anything, he just knows they have to do it. So Yachmiz belima, Yisayra sahava, behoidaloiki, einat varen kipshita. Okay? That you'll know that the things are not so simple. There's a lot more to a mitzvah than just what meets the eye. Okay. So here we have an interesting machlaik, is that when a person does a mitzvah, what should you do a mitzvah for? Should you do a mitzvah because kachat tivani abayri izbarach, Hashem said, do it? Or should a person start thinking there's so much behind every single mitzvah? Okay. I found the Kaf HaChaim, says a Melech about it. Kaf HaChaim writes that in every mitzvah, you want to have a kavana, yeah? I'm sorry, you want to be mekayim the mitzvah, the machshava, the dibur of the ma'aseh. So that's why the Kaf HaChaim in Siman Tavkuf Pei Tes, Ois Mem Dalet writes that you should say Shem Yichud. Why? Because you want it to be dibur and ma'aseh. Mekayim also the dibur. Shem Yichud, Kutche, Berichu, Shchinta, Betchilu. But that's the, you saw that Kaf HaChaim. Kaf HaChaim Simitavkuf
Arizal,
Arizal, Ois Mem Dalet. Okay, good. So that's where it comes from. So we spoke about there's two ways on how to do a mitzvah. You hear? So I want to tie in a meridik kazach. You hear? 100% you're supposed to know there's more behind every mitzvah. 100%. But how do you get to that? And the answer is by doing the ma'aseh. There's subliminal messages behind every ma'aseh. That's pshat in the Rishonim. Ki chalsar v'chal dvash le'saktirim menu isha l'ashem. You think a guy comes to a carbon and he brings a carbon and he doesn't, you understand? He's not bringing sar v'dvash. So he doesn't even, stop pshat, he brought a carbon. He doesn't even know what to think. The fact that there's no sar v'dvash there is ma'ir d'myayin is b'lipa. It has powers to give subliminal messages for anava, for not to be right of achra taiva, to be machshi yourself, and so on and so forth. So avada, you don't expect when a guy brings a karma, you should know everything. But the word is the koyach of a mitzvah. So b'ikar person should say, I'm doing the mitzvah, atayra amra. Avadi, you should know there's more behind it. But at the same time, you have to know that the ikar is the medaktik, the prateha, because that's what brings out all the lessons. That's in every mitzvah. So when you come to Pesach, there's going to be a lot of mitzvahs. And again, Torah says we eat matzah because Hashem took us out and then we keep a chippazin. There's a lot more behind it also. And there's zoyars and again, Kabbalah and Sidus. Katsu Tzivani Hashem. Dakdeh, Bechol, Proteha, Vidikdokel. Then you have all the messages and the Sidus behind the mitzvah. Stop over here.